crust. Yes, Kahn's wieners are not only delicious, but digestible too. And now, as an extra special treat for the youngsters, every package of Kahn's all-meat wieners has a new exclusive autographed photo card of a Pittsburgh Pirate.
Oh, boy.
Or another Major League Baseball star.
Speaking of wieners.
Fun to save. Fun to trade. So, for hot main meals and Sunday suppers, treat yourself and your family to Kahn's all-meat wieners.
Yes.
Kahn's, K-A-H-N-S. Kahn's, the wiener the world awaited.
I thought I was the wiener the world awaited.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Next week at the same time on these same stations, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one a hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Coming up next, smooth, relaxing, and easy. This is the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. It's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Almeida on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Don't sleep in the subway, darling. Don't get stuck in the pouring rain. I can't think of that. Who sang that right now? But somebody sang that years ago. And then we started this program off with California Girls, done by Lex de Azevedo. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to another edition of Smooth, Relaxing and Easy for another week. Hopefully I can get through this one without too many talking interruptions. Yes, well, that remains to be seen, but it's time for this anyway. So it's time for the holidays there to celebrate because you didn't know they were there to celebrate, but you should celebrate them because they're there to celebrate. Now, I could say that just fine, right? Starting with July 11th, that is Friday this year, and start off with Blueberry Muffin Day. That's always a good thing to have, although I prefer that more in the cooler months, but I think it's blueberry season right now, so it kind of makes sense. It's also World Population Day. Count the number of people in the world. You'll be here till next year. And it's also Cheer Up the Lonely Day. So if you know someone who's feeling left out this day, now is the time to send a smile. Cheer Up the Lonely Day encourages small acts of kindness, anything from a phone call to a coffee invite, or take some blueberry muffins to them. Just lift somebody's spirits in some way, shape, or form. July 12th is Paper Bag Day. It's also Etch-a-Sketch Day. That toy from Ohio Art many years ago, still around, I believe. Kind of hard to believe that it survived the digital age. But it's also Different Colored Eyes Day. So we celebrate heterochromia. Different colored eyes honors that unique genetic twist where one eye might be blue and the other might be green. It's rare, it's stunning, and even your dog can have it. Most dogs, well, a lot of dogs do, actually. July 13th is Fool's Paradise Day. It's French Fries Day. I think that goes without saying. And then Gruntled Workers Day. Yes. We've all heard of disgruntled workers, but today it's time to change the script. Gruntled workers is a cheeky celebration of folks who actually like their jobs. Yes, they like their jobs. It's meant to spotlight the quietly satisfied, those rare people whistling into work with coffee in hand and zero complaints. They're the kind of people we call goody two-shoes. July 14th is National Mac and Cheese Day. It's also Shark Awareness Day, and I think the beginning of Shark Week on Discovery Channel, I think. But it is also Pandemonium Day, and that's what sharks do. They cause the world may be full of chaos, but that's really the point. Pandemonium Day encourages you to embrace the unpredictable, whether it means trying a new route to work or just letting the laundry wait another day. Oh, that's pandemonium, all right. July 15th is Gummy Worm Day. Those are delicious. Tapioca Pudding Day, that's not so much. But Be a Dork Day. Everyone needs to let their inner nerd shine. So Be a Dork Day is about celebrating awkward dance moves, quirky obsessions, and that comic book collection you never talk about because you know that people will judge you. July 16th is Corn Fritters Day. It's also World Snake Day, so if you have a snake, that's your day. But it is also Personal Chef's Day. Time to get your culinary MVP. Personal Chef's Day celebrate the people who keep our kitchens creative, whether it's a trained professional or just your roommate with an air fryer. And finally, July 17th is World Emoji Day. It's Wrong Way Corrigan Day. But it is also Yellow Pig Day. The weirdest holiday of the week goes to Yellow Pig Day, celebrating the number 17 with a mythological yellow pig. Math lovers created this in the 1960s to honor the properties of the number 17. Somehow a bright yellow pig became the mascot. Expect all kinds of jokes, nerdy math jokes and T-shirts and perhaps a plush pig in the math class. That's bizarre. Yes, very much so. Those are the holidays you need to celebrate, but you didn't know you needed to because you didn't know about them, but they're there, so you might as well. Here's Nori Paramore and Summer Holiday on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Did that segment go slowly?
Are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
relaxing and easy.
Winkler there with Eye Level. That is a British TV show, I do believe. Frank Jacksfield before that, Still the Lovin' Is Fun. Arthur Greenslade and the Starborn Springs, Here Comes That Rainy Day Feeling Again. Ray Conniff, She Loves Me Like a Rock, and Nori Paramore with Summer Holiday. Here's Ronnie Aldridge. And Blowing in the Wind, smooth, relaxing and easy.
in our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Tony Mottola on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with It's Impossible, a Perry Como tune. Zamfir, and backed by the James Last Orchestra with The Lonely Shepherd, and Steve Gray did Blackbird on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien, where it is time for some of the Guinness World Records recently achieved. So let's dive in and see what we have here. Beginning with an Atlantic rowing triumph. A 21-year-old British adventurer completed a 4,366-mile solo rowing expedition across the Atlantic Ocean, officially recognized by Guinness as the youngest person ever to accomplish this feat. The unidentified rower's journey shattered age barriers and earned her three separate world records, including overall crossing time and youngest solo rower titles. That's easy to say. At the Campuchoan Highland Resort in Talisay City, Negros Occidental, a six-lane chasing water slide spanning 150 meters was inaugurated. This made it the world's longest chasing water slide. I never knew there was such a thing, but that's certified by the World Record Academy. So world's longest chasing water slide. There you go. What's it chasing? Let's see. In a jaw-dropping aviation feat above Barcelona, Spain, DJ and producer Burak Yeter ascended to 55,000 feet in a stratospheric balloon and performed a live guitar set from inside the pressurized capsule. This set the record for the highest altitude guitar performance, according to World Academy. On the same flight above Barcelona, Yeter had a continuous one-hour DJ session at 55,000 feet, earning him the title for the highest altitude live DJ performance. Who makes these things up? No new David Rush endeavors lately, but he continues his prolific streak, is holding the most consecutive titles. Recently on TikTok, he demonstrated an incredible feat by transferring 5,100 milliliters of water in 30 seconds. Additionally, about 4 weeks ago, he smashed a record by donning 20 t-shirts in 30 seconds. Though not within our window, they highlight his ongoing mission of record-setting and motivational demonstrations. Finally, here's a fact in fast and strange Rubik's clock mastery. A non-Guinness global milestone, Vladimir Kaputskytskaya of the U.S. solved a Rubik's Cube in just 1.64 seconds at Moorhead Madness 2025 in Minnesota. Meanwhile, Lachlan Gibson of New Zealand set an Olympic average of 2.28 seconds for five solves at puzzling Papatoto 25, breaking the all-time speed records of the what this called Rubik's clock, but I think they meant Rubik's Cube. Yeah. That's a story I should have read ahead of time. But those are some of the records that we featured this week. Let's see if I can find some records for the strangest ones ever made up. Yeah. Here's Johnny Arthi and Sunshine Superman. On Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Relaxing and Easy has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/SRE and interact with us. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
The Roger Whittaker tune, The Last Farewell. Barry Lippmann before that, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. Antonio Carlos Sue Beam with his hit Wave. And Richard Holmes in there with Marilyn. And Sid Dale with Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday. That set started with Johnny Arthie and Sunshine Superman. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Have time for one more in this hour. Herb Alpert and Tijuana Brass with their rendition of the Trolley Song from Meet Me in St. Louis on SRE. Thank you. finishing the hour with Al Hurt. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.